Columbia Riverkeeper's Lauren Goldberg says the group is focused on resisting new fossil fuel infrastructure along the Columbia. She says proposals include an unconventional diesel refinery from Next Clean Fuels and the expansion of an existing interstate gas pipeline, Gas Transmissions Northwest. Goldberg says these projects are dangerous for the fish and people in the area.
We defend our nation's bedrock environmental laws to make sure that everybody can drink water without fear of getting sick, can eat locally caught fish.
Last week, Oregon Department of Environmental Quality approved a water quality certification for Next Clean Fuels' massive refinery along the Columbia River. Goldberg says Next still needs several more permits before it can begin construction, and Columbia Riverkeeper will ask the DEQ to reconsider its decision. Despite challenges, Goldberg says the Northwest is on track for significant salmon recovery, in part thanks to the 2023 Columbia River Basin Agreement. Signed by the Biden administration, local tribes, Oregon, Washington, and nonprofits, the agreement includes more than $1 billion in federal funding for wild fish restoration and clean energy development for the next decade.
There is so much momentum right now to restore abundant salmon and to support the cultures and the economies that rely on salmon.
Goldberg says the group will continue working alongside tribes and local communities this year and has added 4 new board members to aid their efforts. I'm Isabel Charlet, Oregon News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.